WJR. From the roof to the basement, from the street to the back fence, they've got you covered. Here are Chuck Bridenstine and Ken Calverley.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverley. I am the outside guy.
Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ring-ting-ting-a-ling, too.
Shut up.
I know. I'm with you.
Just, we got 2 hours. Just be quiet. Just
I had to slip and slide in here. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy, happy to be with you today.
You weren't here yesterday, and it was a beautiful sunny day, Schlepprock. You get back to Michigan, and we get this stuff out
I
there.
I get the credibility of dictating weather. Wow, that's very godlike. Thank you.
Only you would take it that way.
I appreciate
Only
that.
Only you would take it that way. That's funny stuff.
It is.
But it's miserable
a tough
out
day.
There.
If you don't have to be out there, don't go, right?
Don't go. Those you know, people south of us are going, what are you talking about? It's not snowing here. But where we're at, it is slick outside.
I got a new reason to hate roundabouts.
Why? Roundabouts are the best thing to happen to traffic in this state.
You know,
why do you hate roundabouts?
I love roundabouts. I love one in the middle of the country that I think was a great solution to people dying at a four-way or
four-way
intersection. But I go through multiple ones coming up the way I do to the station.
And they confuse you, Chuck?
No. What happened? Well, they did originally.
Yield to the left. That's all you got to remember.
But you know what? They're icy. They're extremely icy because everybody takes the exact same path through them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I drive the same thing you do. I've got a nice four-wheel drive pickup truck, and I go slow through there. But, I mean, they were glare.
Did you slip this morning?
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
And I slipped in both those roundabouts.
Did you?
So I'm thinking anybody with a car was really...
Well, the pickup trucks we have are very front-end heavy. And those back ends like the slide when you're moving. I slid this morning, too, on the way in. But, you know, you just take your time wherever you're going. Your time. Stay away from any other drivers if you can. Yeah, I'm glad you made it here on time this morning, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
With you having to, you know, set the clocks ahead, right? Yesterday.
You're lucky. Ahead.
I really should be here about ahead. An hour from now because I started out yesterday's show telling people we're going to fall back. And, you know, it's funny because I knew it. I knew it. I was studying it. I read it. And I said it. And when I did it, it's like,
I mean,
stupid.
It's the season. It's spring.
It's spring. I know.
Spring ahead.
Fall forward. I know. And I knew that. And what's funny about it is they've said people are calling, you know, spring forward, not fall back, Ken. And they'll call for that when I make a mistake, but they won't call when we ask for phone calls when we're talking about subjects of the inside-outside guys.
So,
you weren't here yesterday, obviously. It was a great show, by the way. Just kidding. And I asked a question that you and I have talked about many times, and I wanted to get people's opinion on it. And they just, for some reason, didn't let it go. There's communities in our area. One of them I know is Dearborn. At least it used to be. I'm not going to say if it is now, but it used to do this. Where before you sell your home, the city needs to come in and inspect your home. And then we tell people they should get a home inspector as well. And we had an email from somebody that there wasn't the city inspection, but they had the regular inspection. And they bought the house. And when they move in, they had tens of thousands of dollars of repairs and updates they had to do that they were not made aware of. And for me, Chuck, and you know I'm a no-government guy, boy, that's one of the reasons why you'd want the city to get involved. And I hate even saying that. I really do. I hate even saying that. But if they would have had, if that couple would have bought a house where they had that requirement in that jurisdiction, they wouldn't be dealing with this situation. Or they shouldn't be dealing with this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
How frustrating and sad is that?
It is. It's tough. What week did our article appear in the Detroit News on inspectors? Was that a week
ago
Friday?
Yes. Yep.
A week ago Friday, and we strongly recommend that you read that if you have not. But the problem with what we call a home inspector is that, and I know you talked a little bit about this with Terry, they're not required to be licensed or certified or anything in the state of Michigan.
Which Terry is, but he's not required to be.
And Terry's got everything, yeah. I mean, there are national organizations, NACHI, National, oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm too tired to think of those. But long story short, yeah, there's guys like Terry Russell that are great and they're fantastic. And I've said, you know, my family's hired him several times.
Yes, have I. Yeah.
And would again. But that's the problem with people calling themselves building inspectors, city inspectors. Hopefully you're just going to get a code review, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And usually exactly. It's stairs and steps. You saw a lot of that as a mason, I know.
Yep.
So that is a potentially a good thing.
But Chuck,
I know it's hard to.
Let's say they buy that house and they realize they have those. And you and I, and yesterday I went over this with the listeners, how important it is to do a pre-walk around inspection for the homeowner without anybody else there, maybe just your realtor. To do your own walk around beforehand.
Yeah.
Write down, make a list. So then when your inspector gets there, your real estate inspector, you can go over those things with him. But if you do all that and then there's something missed, let's say Chuck, a foundation issue today could run into $30,000, $40,000 all day long.
Quickly.
That was missed. And a year later, they find out they've got a $30,000 or $40,000 foundation issue.
Yeah.
As a homeowner, you would think they wouldn't be responsible for that. You would think there's got to be somewhere in the chain that somebody missed that, but there isn't.
No.
There isn't.
And I'm okay with that buyer beware. I mean, there's that old Latin caveat emptor, buyer beware, right? And what's happened over the last maybe 30-ish years is that in commercial construction, it still is buyer beware. Courts have essentially said, and Ken and I, when we talk like this, we're shrinking it down, right?
We are.
That somebody buying commercial property has to be held to a higher standard of knowledge.
We'll continue this conversation during the show. Want to give us a call, 888-654-4897. When we get back, we're going to talk to Tom from Rochester Hills.
Good.
Who has a great question about hooking up a portable generator for he can run some of his appliances when the power goes out.
Right. Well, I want to remind everybody, too, that we're transitioning. You're heating today. You might be cooling in 3 days. And you're that right. Machine is working hard, and you better have somebody, a professional like Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning, look at it, give them their seal of approval, and make sure that they know you and you know them. Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being here. We want to remind you the phone lines are open for you today, 888-654-GUYS. And if I make a mistake, Ken will correct me. But, hey, if you need to take scuff marks off a tile floor, try a tennis ball.
A tennis ball?
I was told that a tennis ball works extremely well. I haven't yet tried it, but it won't hurt the floor, won't hurt the tile, and apparently it takes the scuff marks. It probably ruins your tennis game. You probably can't use that ball again.
Hey, on your vacation, did you do any of that new pickleball? Have you tried that yet?
You know, we did that down in Florida.
Yeah?
You didn't pull anything? Other vacation.
You didn't pull anything?
No, but I got to tell you, compared to there were people that were playing pickleball with tennis balls, and I mean they were good.
Yeah,
I watched those people, and then I did my little ping pong pickleball. That's a whole nother.
It's an age thing.
You got to get back into it.
We want to remind people to stick around in the next segment. We're going to have Rich Piccarelli from Foundation Authority coming on and talking about what they can do for you, the homeowner out there. Good new, great new team partner. And we are going to go to the phones right now. We're going to talk to Tom from Rochester Hills. Good morning, Tom. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. How can we help you, sir?
Yes. During the power outage, my neighbor was out for a week. A line came down just in his backyard. And he had a portable generator. And somehow he had it hooked up to the from his garage, some type of connection to his electrical box. And then another friend said that his sister's power was out in Madison Heights, but somehow she had the generator hooked up to her furnace. I was about to stop in and see the neighbor and see the hookup. We just haven't connected yet. Is that possible? I have a generator, 4,000 starting watts, 3,500 rated watts. I never heard that. I just want a little bit of background from you guys on how that can be done, or do you need a very large portable generator or what? I'm here to learn.
Good, great call. You need a licensed electrician is what you need to do something like this. It is possible. It's a great option, don't you?
Yeah, we used to backfeed. I mean, what you're doing is backfeeding through the electrical system of your home through an outlet. A lot of times is what we used to do, and I'm not. That's just. For me to do that today would be a stupid thing for me to do.
I told you a couple weeks ago, my son got a call from one of his customers that wanted him to come and plug in the furnace because the power was out. And I said, yeah, he calls me up, of course. And I said, go over there. I said, but you can only do it if it's already been wired to backfeed. And he got there and it was not.
Exactly.
And she said, my husband used to do it all the time very easily. And I was like, yeah. I bet he did, but not you, son.
And we did. And it's not a good thing to do. Couple things. You can potentially electrocute someone down the line from you with a neutral, depending on how you're hooked up. Even if you shut off the main, what we used to do is we'd shut off the main and then just backfeed into a circuit that we knew fed the refrigerator or the furnace.
A lot of people
do
that.
It was usually wintertime. Yeah.
Sure.
But it's not a safe thing to do. And we highly recommend if you want to do something like that, you've got a good generator, that you can have someone like a Bratcher Electric or a CNC Electric. Lake Point Electric. Hook up a special switch set up for you to go out there manually, throw a switch, plug your generator into a plug that they install, and it'll backfeed a dedicated circuit. And again, you're probably going to want to run your furnace and sump pump.
Refrigerator, something like that, right? We actually got an email this week, a gentleman that wants to do this and ask for the right size. And that's so hard for us to say over an email.
Yeah, you need an electrician to look at the house and size.
Is the generator that I have, would that do the thing if the wiring was done properly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got 4,000 starting watts, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be able to run a furnace. You're going to be able to run a refrigerator. You're not going to run air conditioning in the house, that's for sure.
Interested in that. But, furnace and the sump pumps would be great. So, okay, if I'm interested, I'll just check with the electrician, okay? Thanks again.
Yeah, you can go to our website and look up Lake Point Electrical. They'll come out and give you.
Yeah, and if you've already got the generator, it's worth it to have them come in and do it, give you the right setup.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
You know, and that's where a lot of people don't understand. When you get a standby generator, one that is hooked up to your house, you do not have to get a generator that runs your whole house. You know, usually when we have electrical, by the way, he mentioned his neighbor had a wire down in his yard. That guy's probably going to be out for a while because for them to come out and do just one house, they got to get subdivisions back online first. But, when you have an outage like that, if you have a smaller standby generator, you don't have to run your own whole house. You can just have it run your refrigerator, your furnace, and just the stuff
maybe
that you need.
And then not everybody needs to run the sump.
You're right. I wouldn't.
But and I could go a long way, long while without running my sump. But, and you could plug that directly maybe.
Yeah.
You know, sump pump. But, scary stuff if you don't know what you're doing and you backfeed.
I woke up this morning to a text from my daughter saying she lost power last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah, I know. She said she lost for about 2 hours. That's the same thing I said. Really? Why would you have lost it last night? And, of course, I told her, did you look outside and make sure everyone else's houses was off? And she said, yeah, I heard the generators from other neighbors going dead. And, she's only about
somebody must have run into a pole and knocked out a transformer
exactly.
or something.
Yeah, I mean, she's only 10 minutes from the house. If I had to run mine over to her, I'd run mine over to her and get her going. So, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We'll be taking your phone calls. Want to remind people, next Saturday, the Inside Outside Guys are going to be broadcasting live from the Kearns Brothers Studio.
That's always fun.
And their
fun.
Annual Veterans Giveaway. They're going to be announcing the winner of that, right?
That's always fun. And they're such great people. Mark Kramer and the gang, just great people and a good company. So that'll be fun.
Yesterday after the show, we get an email of a gentleman from Toledo needs a couple names for roofing.
Okay.
I know Mark's an Ohio guy.
Yeah.
So I text Mark and he got back to
me. He always finds somebody for
Yeah, well, I mean, he's an Ohio guy and he knows roofing, and he got back to me with a couple of referrals to this gentleman.
He probably loved that Ohio State spanked MSU this week in the tournament, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. That's okay. Michigan spanked Ohio State last night in hockey. So I watched that hockey game last night, believe it or not. Go Blue.
I love it.
Yeah, we do love it, and we enjoy having you on with us and listening to us today. And why don't you stick around for a few minutes? We're going to be talking foundations when we get back from break.
Exactly. And we recommended yesterday very highly a guy that you know and we've known for years, Tim Porcassi, the owner of Pro Home Improvement. Because if you got the house uglies, Pro Home Improvement can fix it. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. You heard the weather report. You heard the accident report. Ken and I tried to throw the warning out there. It's slick out there.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And
it's
cold
and it is slick. It is.
And we like to play. I mean, I've always been the guy that loved to get on the roads when they're like this with my four-wheel. I've always had a four-wheel drive vehicle like you. But it's slick.
I switched my truck into four-wheel high before I got on my driveway this morning.
Yep.
Yep. Take your time. Bottom line, take your time. And it's funny because I'm on the way here this morning. There's a guy going like 30 miles an hour in front of me where I'm probably going 40. And I had to practice patience and just stay behind him for about 5 miles while he took his time.
You're becoming a big boy.
I'm becoming an old man.
I'm so proud of you. Speaking of old, speaking of old friends,
yes.
Actually, we've known this guy a long time.
We have.
It took forever to get him on the show.
Yep, you're right.
You guys persisted, and he persisted, and we get to introduce Rich Piccarelli to our audience from Foundation Authority. Rich, are you with us?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm here.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Battling the snow to get in here, but I'm here. A little icy, but we're good.
Yeah, it's miserable out there.
We were going to ask you if you were on the road. Have you driven today?
Yes, I'm actually at my office right now.
Oh, okay.
That's so typical. And you know.
I heard you earlier talking about the roundabouts. I flipped in one myself.
I won't do it.
You know what's funny about roundabouts? Whenever we put something on Facebook page, it has to do with roundabouts at all. Boy, do we hear about it. So many people hate roundabouts in the state of Michigan. I love them.
I think there's good places for them, and there's bad places, but I won't. People don't realize, Rich, how many of our sponsors, when they're calling on a Saturday and Sunday, are working.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us are blessed. A lot of our listeners are blessed to have the stereotypical weekend off. But,
right.
But you guys are busy, so tell people about Foundation Authority and how the company relates to our listeners in their homes, Rich.
I would like to think of the company Foundation Authority as a specialty contracting company. You know, we it's not just a waterproofing company. It's not just a foundation company. You know, we're an all-around company handling the helical piers for existing homes, you know, commercial buildings. You know, before they even start building, we get involved with design, which is actually really nice to be right from the beginning to the end. Foundation Authority, you know, we've been around a while, and I think we are, like I said, a specialty contracting company. From the first phone call here, you're treated like family. You know, you're not just a number when you call. We come out, we do the proposal. We send it to you. It's never a pressure sales, which I love that we don't do that. It's more of we sit back. We want you to make the right decision, which makes sense for you. So we try to give options of not just one type of repair, As far as like a waterproofing, you know, we give you the outside waterproofing, or we can do an internal waterproofing system, something so you can think about how it works for you.
I love that you give them both options. We hear that a lot because some people, they don't want their basement torn up. They don't want the dust in the house. And other people don't want the outside torn up. They don't want to disturb the soil. And also, on the outside, it's just a beautiful patio against that wall or a driveway. A lot of times, it's too much money to tear that all out and go down. So the inside perimeter drain, can you explain that to people exactly what you do? And can you do just one wall for somebody?
We can. We can do one wall. It has to be a minimum of one whole wall. And we have to be able to hook up to a drain or install a sub pump. What we do is we actually break around the perimeter on the inside, obviously, when we're doing the inside system. And we make sure all the drains are clean. There's a couple different options. Sometimes we can hook up to existing drains if they're clean and the city allows. And sometimes we actually have to hook up or install a new sub pump, depending on what's available and what the city will allow.
And the cities are the main ones. When you go pull a permit, they will tell you, we will allow this, we will not allow this. And basically, you can do whatever they say you need to do. I mean, you guys,
right?
Foundation repair, waterproofing, boring walls, retaining walls, crack repair, egress windows, helical piers. You guys can do it all when it comes to foundation and basements, can you not?
Yes, we can. Yeah, and we've been doing it a long time. And the nice part about it is not only have I been doing it a long time, but everybody that works for me has been involved in this type of work for a long time. So they have plenty of knowledge out in the field. So it's not just some guys that were just trained. I mean, these guys have been with me for a long time.
I like that. So you mentioned, without saying the word customized, you do customized solutions. If somebody's got a problem and you go out and look, you're going to deal with them as though it's a unique situation to that home, not like you're going to rubber stamp, you know, and solve everybody's problem the same way, right?
No two jobs are the same.
Yeah.
No two jobs are the same. Exactly. Now, every job is different. We go out there and we look at it. We prepare a plan for each house and we draw it up so it's very simple for the homeowner to understand and it's completely detailed out. But yeah, every job is different. I mean, a lot of the same products, but every job is different.
How long have you been doing this kind of work, Rich?
I'm scared to tell you, but I was started working with my father when I was very young, and I've been in the foundation business. It's scary to say, but I was wheeling wheelbarrows for my father at 12 years old, you know, after school, and he always wanted me to go to school, and I did, but here I am doing the same type of work, and I turned 50 next month, so I've been doing it a long time.
I love that, though. That's why we asked, because, I mean, the truth is, I mean, there are some people that are in a career for 50 years, but they're repeating their first year 50 times. You have years of growth, right, and experience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I learned from my father all kinds of different ideas, you know, even types of engineering, how we hold up houses when we replace basement walls. You know, you have to be very careful. You know, you're actually – people are still living them, and we're taking out walls and putting them back up. So they have to be shored up correctly and protected for, you know, overnight.
I want to dive into what you just said. You're taking out a wall. Imagine you live in a house, and you're still living in the house while your basement wall is gone. Imagine the skill it takes for Foundation Authority to be able to stabilize your house that once they remove that wall, it doesn't move while they're doing the construction. And then they've got to build that right back to the exact same spot. So when you release the pressure off it, there's no major cracks or no major bowing. That takes an expert. That takes someone that has years of experience in the industry. Rich, do you make it out to most jobs yourself?
Well, I make it out to all the jobs. I always make an attempt to stop at every job at least once. And, you know, I always call the homeowners why the job's in progress. If I don't, my girls in the office do. Because sometimes there's questions and sometimes they want to wait to the end. But I like to make sure everything is handled as we're going. And everything is completely explained to them step by step. And my foremen do an excellent job of that.
I like that.
I bet they do. Do us a favor. What areas do you cover? I know you guys are located on the east side. Where is your geographical area you will go to? And please hand out your contact information as well.
Oh, contact information is foundationauthoritymi.com. And the phone number is 586-228-6500. And as far as, you know, service, we handle all of Metro Detroit, Southeast Michigan area. We are all over.
So if somebody thinks they have a problem, especially with the melting snow and
the big melt,
onslaught of spring and the rains we're going to have, do you want them to give you a call and you want to take a look, even if it might be something where you go out there and say you don't really have an issue yet, but you might? In 2 years?
Oh, yeah. All the time. It happens more often than not. We go out there and, you know, they think they have a big problem, but I explained it, you know, just something they need to keep their eye on. And if it continues to get worse, to call me. You know, I have one example of a story where I had a homeowner actually had a crack in her basement and she never had it fixed. And it was a simple crack. And then she was about to sell her house and called me. And I went out there and explained to her it was only a crack injection. It was going to be a $500 repair. And she literally started crying because she dealt with it for over 10 years.
Hey, Rick, Rich, do us a favor. Stick around for a minute. We'll get back to you in a minute when we get back from break, my friend. In the meantime, EV charging, electric vehicle charging, solar. Solar is getting big, and there's so many rebates out there from the government and the power industries. And also generators, standby generators. NECA is your one-stop shop if you need any of those things. They've got some great company for residential generators, solar, and electric vehicle charging. We want you to contact NECA.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are going to be open here at 888-654-GUYS. Ken,
Chuck.
I got you figured out.
Uh-oh.
You're always tired because you're dehydrated. Buddy.
I gotta come in and deal with you.
You could feel dizzy, lightheaded, and especially thirsty. It's funny, but Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions reminds us you don't normally feel thirsty when you are dehydrated. And it's funny, my daughter and I had that conversation, but your body needs to be properly hydrated to feel energized. So look, if you're fighting weight issues, you're fighting fatigue, you're fighting lack of energy, especially when you have gray, cold days like this, try drinking pure, clean, healthy water. You'd be shocked at
the
results. If you're
someone who drinks anything on a regular basis, if it's a Diet Coke, if it's beer, whatever it is, if you stopped and just drank water, you'd lose weight. You'd feel better. Your joints would be more hydrated. And I am one of those people, I know when I'm getting dehydrated. I can tell real quick when I'm
getting dehydrated. So who are you going to call?
Beauchamp Water Treatment Solution.
I like that.
Hey.
I like that.
On the line with us right now, we have Mr. Rich Piccarelli, who my partner likes to call the chief cook and bottle washer, or the owner of Foundation Authority. And we're about to get the big melt. And those people that are out there that had that one corner of their basement that's always damp, let me just tell you, it's not going to get better. And Rich, is it fair to say if they keep ignoring it, is only going to get worse and cost more money?
100%. They never fix themselves. It's just a matter of time before it gets worse.
Yeah. Rich, we were going to break when you were telling a story about a lady that you went and saw a crack. She had a crack in her. Can you repeat that story? She had a crack in her basement wall. She was selling her house. She was worried.
Yep. So she had an inspector come out. They said to have someone come look at the crack. And that's when I went out and looked at it. And I was down there and I told her it was a simple fix, a crack injection. You know, roughly $500 at that time. And she almost started in tears. And I was like, what's wrong? And she says, I dealt with that crack for over 10 years. And every time it rained, I was down here, you know, mopping the floor and dealing with it forever when she could have had it fixed for, you know, the $500 and been done with it. But she always, someone told her it was going to be this expensive fix. It could be $20,000. And it wasn't. It was just a crack injection.
Wow.
Something she dealt with for, you know, a long time.
And we've seen that, Rich, and we've heard this story when it comes to people coming out and bid. Homeowners will get estimates for $20,000 or $30,000, and someone like you will come in and say, it's $500. And we'll get these emails, is this right? And what our response is, look, if you needed the $20,000 or $30,000 job, Rich would have wanted to sell you the $20,000 or $30,000 job, but aren't you happy that he's honest and only sold you a $500 job, which what you needed?
I love it.
You know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's right. You know, that's one thing I say to him. I don't sugarcoat anything. If it needs that repair, I'm going to tell you it needs that big repair.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were on the air, and we got a message over Messenger from a lady who was buying a slab on grade home. And she had a crack on the slab on grade, she saw it. And our advice, Rich, was to obviously, you know, a small crack doesn't bother us. But what we would do is look for a big crack and then go on each side of that crack on each side of the house and dig down to the foundation. Is that something you would do as well? And then how would you repair that?
You know, if it's a crack in the slab, there's a few things. One, if it's settling, that's something that I don't do. Like internal slab, if it's settling. If it's the external of the slab, 100%, that's what we fix. But if they're getting water in the slab, yeah, we can fix that too. You know, water in the ductwork, we can fix that by doing a system on the external. We just make sure we're lower than the ductwork and direct the water in different areas. Away from the house.
I like that. So you got a solution for a lot of foundation problems. If you're listening to this show today in Foundation Authority, you can find them at foundationauthoritymi.com, and you can also call them at 586-228-6500 or go to the insidehouseguys.com.
Absolutely. I want to make sure people understand you also back up all your work with a 25-year warranty, correct, Rich?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, so anytime during 25 years, if they have a question, they just give you a call and you guys come out and take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even if it's just a question over the phone, by all means, call us. You know, you're a customer for life, and we'll take care of it.
I love that.
All right, well, we're looking forward to a long-lasting relationship with Foundation Authority, Rich, and we'll make sure to sing your praises and let our listeners know about you, especially in the upcoming wet season in the state of Michigan. Rich, thank you so much for coming on with us today, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate your time, Rich. Stay well and stay in touch, okay?
Thanks, Rich.
I will.
Rich Porcirelli from Foundation Authority. The phone number is 586-228-6500. The website is foundationauthoritymi.com. And if you're driving down the road, don't try to write it down. When you get back to a spot, break out your phone, send us an email, and we'll make sure we get you Rich's contact information. Right?
Absolutely.
Very good company we're excited to have on the Inside Outside Guys as a new team partner.
Before we went to the call with Rich, by the way, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We apologize to those people that had called and were hanging on the line. We're going to be taking them after the top of the hour here. But we're talking about the buyer beware thing.
Yes.
You buy a house. Should you get a good inspector? And you and I always say yes. I mean, we think you and I think I should get a good inspector, a good objective third party that's unemotional.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm emotionally attached. If I want to buy it, I'm going to be emotionally attached.
You know, it's funny you say that.
What?
I love that you say that.
Being honest, right?
Yeah, but you're not normally. That's why.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. Because I remember the house we're in right now, my wife and I walk into this house, and we're not 10 feet into this house. She looks at me, and she goes, mouths to me, I love it. And right then, I knew she was emotionally attached.
She's emotionally attached.
And we're going to get that house. That's it.
Yeah.
And I did my best walking in the house not to get emotionally attached, not to be objective and to look at what the house needed and what it was going to take to bring up to my standards. And to be honest with you, she won. Because she wanted the house. It had more stuff it needed than I wanted to deal with, but she wanted the house. Now I'm thrilled that we moved into that house. I've taken care of most of the things that need to be taken care of, but the emotional thing, that is so
huge. That third party. And sellers are held to a higher standard, of residential property than commercial sellers are held to in courts. If you go to court, if you ask me if we ever had a wet basement, and 50 years ago we did, but I don't even remember, much less, I'm not even lying to you. I just say, no, you know, our basement's always dry.
Right.
But you buy that house, move in, and find out that we had had a wet basement 50 years before, and I didn't put you on notice of that when you asked me directly about it. A court may hold me accountable for repairing that basement or maybe even buying the house back from you.
Yeah.
There's some scary stuff out there.
We have a very patient Paul from Commerce Township who has a question about a crack in his basement floor. We appreciate you hanging on, Paul. We will get back to you as soon as we get back from break. In the meantime, Victor's Home Solutions. Great company. You know, Chuck, you and I, March is National Ladder Safety Month, and the last time we had a chance to go spend some time with Victor's when he gave away a free roof, the gentleman had a bad accident on a ladder. But boy, did Victor's come through for those homeowners. I mean, to see the expression on their face when Victor's Home Solution gave them a brand new roof. And they're going to be doing it again, I think, in about 2 months, and we'll be there. That's one of the many reasons. Whether you're looking for a new bathroom remodel, a new roof, you want to call Victor's Home Solutions.
You're laughing and learning with the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Inside Guy Chuck Bridenstine and the Outside Guy Ken Calverley.
And, of course, you, our listening audience, you feel free to give us a call at 888-654-GUYS. I want to thank Rich Piccarelli. It's a Sunday, and he's at work.
That's so are we, bud.
That's our sponsors. Yeah, we love this too much to call it work. And then how about yesterday, talking with the folks at Barrier Free Plus,
yeah, 12
to
1.
Show. That was fun.
You know, great people over there. Such great people, especially the girl that answered the phone over there. She's phenomenal. It's my sister. Right now, everyone knows we are going to be at the Suburban Collection Showplace on, I think, 29th through the 2nd of April. And right now, be caller number 9 at 800-859-0WJR to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Novi Home and Garden Show. Again, March 31st through the 2nd at the Suburban Collection.
I wondered. I was going to say something, but I thought, nah.
Well, they're back to those real long ones. March 31st through April 2nd at the Suburban Collection Showplace, the Novi Home and Garden Show. Be caller number 9-800-859-0WJR for a second and bonus chance to win. Text keyword garden to that same number, 800-859-0957. And if you text those, chances are pretty good you're going to get some tickets.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to the phones and talk to a very patient Paul from Commerce Township. Paul, thank you so much for hanging on, sir.
Yeah, well, the last time I called you guys, I was on hold for 46 minutes, and then...
It's Chuck's fault.
They ended the program. Anyway, I have a crack in my basement floor. Not very wide. And you told me to get a Sikkens.
Sikaflex.
Yeah. I can't find that stuff anywhere. And in my area, anyway.
Did you go to your local...
Different brand. Supposedly for cracks in concrete.
Okay. Did you try it? Did you use it?
Not yet. No, that's why I'm talking to you before I use
it. Okay. As long as it's polyurethane and it's a trowelable polyurethane, not a self-leveling, that'll work just fine. And the Sikaflex we mentioned, they carry it at Home Depot, so never had anyone found problem finding them before.
I went to my local Home Depot. They do carry other brands.
You're right.
Home Depot, and they don't carry it.
Now, you know, Paul, one of the reasons they may not carry it is because time of year it is. Right now, people aren't doing that kind of work. A lot of that work is done outside, so they may not have that in stock. I would guess they would any time now because very soon people are going to be pulling it off the shelves.
Yeah, they've carried it forever. I can't imagine they would stop carrying it.
So if you have the same thing now, Paul, here's what we want you to do, okay? We want you to grab a wire brush and wire out that crack. Then grab a paintbrush and sweep out that crack. Make sure it's very clean when you do it. Then we want you to take that Sikaflex, that tube of caulk, cut it to the size of whatever the size that crack is. We want you to cut it just a little bit wider, just a hair wider. And also have a small glass of soapy water with you when you do this. So when you fill that tube with the material, with that crack, with the material, do about 10 feet, grab that soapy water, dip your finger in it, and just smooth that out. Have a rag with you so you can wipe off the excess and just smooth it out. Remember, it's a basement floor. It doesn't have to be beautiful. It just has to fill that crack up. And what you're going to be doing by repairing that crack is stop any potential moisture from coming through there, any bugs from coming through there, and definitely help you.
I've never had a water problem here. It's, the soil here is like about 2 inches of dirt, and then it's sand from there.
Down. Commerce has a lot of sand. Yeah, a lot of the lakes. But pretty easy job to do there, Paul.
Another thing, that fellow that called you about the 4,000-watt generator, have one of those. And what I did is I bought a second circuit breaker panel, and I just connected what I considered the essential things to it, the furnace, my water pump, I'm on a well and septic, refrigerator, you know, that kind of stuff. And it only has like my well's 240. So I took two circuit breakers for that. I can only run one of them at a time. But
so you're running the essentials.
You're running the essentials. Paul, you have been a great, loyal, longtime listener of the Inside Outside Guys, and we greatly appreciate your phone call, sir. Anything else we can do for you?
No, I don't think that fellow that called about that was able to do that himself. Went to Cass Tech High School in Detroit and took the electrical curriculum, and the first class was house wiring. So, I do it myself.
We had that today in our schools. Definitely do. Paul, we have to go. We have other callers waiting on the line, sir. Thank you so much for your call. We greatly appreciate it, sir. All right, let's stick with the phone calls. Talk to David in Jackson. Good morning, David. You're on with the guys.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great, sir. How can we help you today?
I'm a regular listener, part-time caller. It's even Dave can do it in Jackson.
Excuse me.
Hey, still talking about this couple's home in Grass Lake Township, which is the east side of Jackson County. I'm in the city proper, and I helped them out quite a bit. And we've talked about a couple of things, but trying to find a local electrician that will be reliable, professional, and that type of thing. I would rather ask you if you know somebody that would, or not, 10 miles from Chelsea.
Well, we have Bratcher Electric, which we're sure we'll get out there. But tell you what, we come back from break, Paul, we will talk about this. We'll make sure we find you someone out in that area, okay? And we'll be taking your phone calls, listeners, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Hey, if you want a beautiful finish on your concrete floors that is guaranteed for life, why not go with the first company in Metro Detroit to have such a product? It's not epoxy. It's a polyaspartic. You'll love it. You can customize it. And, of course, we're talking Motor City floors and coatings. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that we are springing ahead now, which means you lost an hour last night, which means statistically there's going to be people dying of heart attacks and having car accidents.
Blah, 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 blah.
I mean,
I talked about that yesterday. I don't believe that. I mean, maybe a hiccup, but that has got to be so minor. You think
you make someone dying minor a hiccup?
Can? Wow, Chuck, like my wife. You have a way of making me sound like a big jerk, you know?
No, you did it on your own.
That's what she says, too. I just don't think an hour on a Saturday night is going to affect that much on Monday morning.
Okay.
It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Actually, they say one of the biggest root health issues in this country is a lack of proper rest and sleep.
Now, I'd be madder because the government is making me lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah, I just didn't do away with that.
Would you get rid of daylight savings time if you could?
Yes.
Would you really?
Yep.
I wouldn't. That's taking away a holiday for me. The holiday lasts, to me, that's like a holiday. We get an extra. I mean, tonight is going to stay light so much longer. It's so wonderful. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, think how dark the morning will be.
That's okay. I'm not a morning person anyway. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Want to take a second to get a number for Paul. For Paul, can call Bratcher Electric.
How about David?
David, I'm sorry. Yeah. How about David? Thank you. David, Bratcher Electric's phone number is 734-722-0037. Again, 734-722-0037. And before we take the phone calls, Chuck, we've been getting so many more emails from areas outside of Southeast Michigan.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck and I obviously don't have a lot of relationships in places like Cleveland, Northern Ohio, some places up north. But what we do have a relationship with is the home builder associations. And when we get let's say we get someone who wants a new roof from Cleveland, our recommendation is get a hold of your local home builder association. Because as you've heard with our local here in Southeast Michigan, they only deal with the top contractors in their area that are vetted, that are quality. You're not going to find two men in a truck at your local home builders. Just not.
Boy, I haven't seen it in 40-some years. Call them and ask them for a referral. There's a Home Builders Association and HBA in Jackson, Michigan. Actually, a gentleman that's a retired HVAC business owner, Lauren, was there for years running, as the executive officer.
Right.
And I think he's still there.
And most of those associations, when you go to their website, they will have their members somewhere on the website. So mm-hmm. you can look up their members on the website and find those.
That's true.
Those professionals there at their website. So, David and Jackson, hopefully that helps you, sir. Let's stick to the phones, 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Deborah in Plymouth. Good morning, Deborah. You're on with the guys.
Hey, guys. I wanted to add on a small three-season porch, possibly, to my small home in Plymouth. Nothing huge, but the places that I've called aren't, like I called Victor's Home Solutions and they don't do it. So I was trying to get one company that will do everything rather than having to hire a carpenter and a window company. And you know what I mean? Unless sure. I have to do that.
Well, a specialist in that type of thing, and it's got to be done right or you might actually lose value in your home, is Chris Rigney at Spectrum.
Okay.
If you want a phone number for Chris, we can give one. He's just got a cool range of materials, designs, design expertise, construction expertise with those three and four season rooms. Anyway, 586-697-5618. And he's at
okay. Anybody else
as well.
To get? Because I've heard to get three estimates. Is there anybody else that you recommend?
In this economy, if you can find one good, strong referral, that's what you want. And you want someone like a Chris, whoever you call. If you don't call Chris, that's fine. But you want them to give you a specification for the entire project. In other words, what are they going to use for the wall frame? What are they going to use for the windows? How are they going to do the roof tie-in? You might get three estimates that are 100% different in terms of dollar amount.
Sure, sure.
But in terms of value, they're 1,000% different.
And also, while you have them in, check and see what a mini split or something would be in that room to make it a four season room. May not be a big increase. We have another number for you. You'll still have that pen ready?
Go ahead.
734-769-9700. That's Four Seasons Sunroom of Ann Arbor. We've referred them in the past.
Yeah.
They've taken care of some of those things before.
I also wanted to give you guys an update. I was the one who called maybe about a year ago. I had cement splatter on my garage from when they poured the cement, and it's taken 2 years now, and it's been handed over to the Attorney General, but they are so backed up that they can't even get to all these cases. They did find out that he didn't have a license. He didn't have insurance, so he was like kind of a scammer, I guess you'd say. And they're trying to find him. And so the Attorney General has been going on now for 2 years. So I can't stress enough, just make sure when everybody's hiring somebody that you check to make sure they have a license, first of all. But the thing is, this guy came referred by like three people. That's the thing. It's just, it's weird because he was referred by people I know, and turns out, you know, he's a scammer.
Deborah,
so, anyway.
What must be so frustrating to you, because you sent us a picture of that job, and I remember it, is that was an easy job. I mean, you had beautiful siding, but to pour a slab on the side of a house is not a hard job to do. No. And to hang some plastic up literally takes 3 minutes.
Right.
And boy, he messed your job up, and we just hope you get made whole eventually. So
yeah,
I'm
glad
you
see.
Filed against him. So
yep.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
For sure. Okay, bye.
Better to hear it from her than from us, right?
Oh, you're absolutely
hopefully
right.
Hopefully people are listening.
Yes, you're right.
Here's the thing. It's never bad advice to get three estimates or bid proposals, but who are you getting them from? And in this economy, what do they mean then? Do you know how to interpret them? And you and I have written for years and said for years on the show a strong referral.
Right.
Unfortunately, she had one for that concrete guy, and it didn't pan out.
But Deborah will be the first one to tell you, when she started saying a minute ago, that she had those three strong referrals, but she still should have made sure that he was licensed. She still should have made sure. Listen, I've told this many times. I've been in thousands of people's homes sitting at their dinner table selling, okay? I can count on one hand, maybe I can get into my second hand, how many times people ask me to see proof of my insurance.
Oh, I know, or license, or both.
Which, and the smart companies now, which back then I wasn't smart enough, they're including that when they give a bid proposal. It's
or
right.
People that
right
followed up on referrals that you gave them.
Right.
Actually called those people and said, hey, would you hire Ken again or Chuck again?
Exactly.
Yeah. Ah. Shoot, I'll tell you, you feel bad when you know someone got taken advantage of. In this economy, we're seeing it more and more.
We are. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We're going to go to break here in just 1 second. When we get back from break, we'll talk to Bob from Lansing. In the meantime, we want to tell everyone, if you need anything, and we need anything for your home, you make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7.
Yeah, and of course, one of the companies you're going to find there is a company that can take care of any of your masonry issues. If you get hairline cracks in the mortar joints of that brick, or it's settling, you got to have it done right.
And it doesn't take much time to just take a quick look at your brickwork. Do you have any cracks in the brick under your porch cap? Anything cracking up on your chimneys? Let me tell you, if you do, it's only going to spread and get worse over time. And when you need that brickwork or that concrete repaired, redone, make sure you call Brickworks Property Restoration.
If you won't use it after brushing your teeth, use it in your stinky drains. I'm talking about mouthwash. The same. Now, this has to be good mouthwash. I use the stuff that you can't.
And you have stinky drains. I know you do.
You can't keep it in your mouth very long because it's so effective at killing, you know, germs and bacteria. Well, use a good quality mouthwash in your drains. Just dump a cup down there and leave it. It'll kill stuff.
I bet it will.
Yep, and your drains don't spit it out.
It's alcohol, right? 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Let's talk to Bob in Lansing. Good morning, Bob. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. You there, Bob?
I wanted to give
hello,
you.
Sir.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Okay. Hey, wanted to thank you and give you a shout out for the referral for the duct cleaning with Amnesty duct cleaning there. Long story, my daughter lives in the Livonia area. They're having their first kid. Bought a used house, you know, wanted to get the ductwork cleaned out. So she got a coupon. So coincidentally, a few weeks ago when you were talking about air duct cleaning, she said, "Hey, Dad, I got a coupon. I'm going to have it done." And I said, "Well, who'd you get?" And obviously it wasn't who you recommended, but it was a coupon. So they came out, ran the camera through, did a little bit of work, stirred up a lot of dust. So, you know, obviously they could say, "Well, look at all this dust in your house. It's terrible. Your baby's going to, you know, needs to have clean air to breathe." Well, so then they were going to come back and do a thorough job. And I said, "Well, is that minus the $170 you already paid them to stir up all the dust?" And she said, "No, it's the $170 on top of the $400 or $500 they were going to charge." So I told them, "Stop the presses. Stop the presses. Let me get a hold of Amnesty." So I got a hold of Brandy at Amnesty because I heard you guys gave high recommendations. And she kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit and said, "Look, we can come in and do it. We have one price depending on square footage and number of furnaces. We can come and do it, and we'll do a thorough job. It's not a partial job for this amount of money. It's a thorough job for this amount of money." So we've got them coming in to take care of that. So, again, thank you guys for the recommendation. And just a fair warning about coupons don't always equate to savings in a good job. So again, thank you for the recommendation.
What a great call, Bob. Thank you so much. We love hearing dads taking care of their babies like this, because that we would be the exact same way when it came to our daughters, and we are the exact same way when it comes to our daughters. So thank you very much for trusting our recommendation. It means everything to us, sir. All right, let's.
You know, we wrote about Amnesty, I think, with an air quality issue in the Detroit News maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yep.
And that's one of the things we talked about. There is no bait and switch with that company.
Yeah, you're right about that. And you know what? Honesty and integrity will follow you your entire career and your personal career. So many of our team partners, all of our team partners, owners, Steve Dickinson.
Oh, I know.
Honest, ethical. You know, so many, there's just so many good people that we have no problem referring because we know they're going to treat your house like their house. Let's stick with the phones and talk to Roger in Plymouth. Good morning, Roger. I'm with the guys.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic, sir. How can we help you today?
Got a quick question. Here this late winter, I guess we can call it early spring now, we've come up with probably 7 different wasps. Entering into our home, mainly in our upstairs master bath. Probably 5 of them have been up there. Another couple have been in our basement. I recently installed 2 new bathroom vent fans to our roof last fall. So I'm in the attic right now, and I pulled those vents apart just to see if there was a nest in one of those, and they're all clear. Is there anywhere else I could be looking for these wasps?
They may not build a nest in there, but they'll access the home through those vents that aren't used. What happens is they're a lot more sensitive than Ken. So they're
pretty sensitive.
They'll detect, you know, the warmth. Literally, you know, the house is losing heat through those vents, even those the ones that automatically close on the outside with a flapper, you know, with a barometric damper. And if you notice cottages, it's fairly common for them to get in cottages that aren't occupied, you know, and the fans aren't turned on during the winter time, but they're still heated. So you'll see like 15 or 50 wasps in there when you first come back in the wintertime. So that you may not see a nest, but it's highly likely they're still coming in through those locations, anything like that. Long way to tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, they could be anywhere. They find, you know, a spot in your siding and get between the walls. They build a nest there. And, you know, if they're inside of a 4-inch wall right now and one side of that wall is super duper cold and the other side of that wall is super duper warm, they're going to go towards the warmth, and that's where you're going to see them. Now, Rove Pest Control, if you give them a call, and then go to the Inside Outside Guys special offer page, you can find a coupon there for 50% off your first initial visit.
How much?
50% off, John.
Wow.
So it might be worth calling them out and have them take a look.
Excellent, excellent. One more quick thing. To improve attic ventilation, do you have a company you recommend that can do that service from beginning to end, to include maybe putting some soffit vents in and pulling insulation back from the edges?
That is a great question.
Probably an insulation company is going to be your best bet.
Ace Insulation, maybe?
Right. I was thinking of Bill Creed. Bill Creed is one of the kind of a house scientist. We do a lot of communication with Bill, even though he represents Ace & Sons Insulation. That is something they get into. You might give them a call.
Yeah. Also try Kearns. They're out by you as well. They can come out and put some of those in. They'll come out and measure it and put some in for you as well.
You said Kearns?
Yep. Kearns Brothers.
Kearns Brothers Roofing.
Okay. Excellent. And I just want to give my shout-out to my parents down in New Boston for calling me up to tell you to give you guys a call, and they highly recommended you, so thank you.
God bless them. What are their names?
Doug and Diane Wechter.
I love it.
Hello, Doug and Diane. Thank you for being such loyal listeners.
We love that. Yeah, and stay in touch with us. If you have other questions, give us a shout, Roger, okay?
Thank you, Roger. We greatly appreciate your call. We got time. We do have time. Let's stick with the phones and talk to Tom from Frazier. I always say it that way.
Tom Frazier.
Down goes Frazier. How you doing, Tom?
Just another day at the office, you guys. So thanks for asking. Appreciate it.
How can we help you? How can we help you, sir?
My question is this. I'm staying in a 100-year-old farmhouse, and it's got the salon-style door that goes from the kitchen to the dining room, and it's got the real old-style hardware with the there's a pivot on the top, and the bottom of the door is mortised. Not only do I need somebody that can install the hardware, but just reinstall the whole door because it's. I looked at it, and it's. I don't want to mess with it. So.
Does the door need to be rebuilt?
The hardware part does, yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the door's fine still. There's nothing wrong with the door. It's just a hardware wore out after 100 years. So.
You know what you might do? You might call someone like the furniture medic. Okay. They typically restore and repair old furniture, but anything wood like that is, in some of those old houses like you're talking about, that's artwork. Those doors, some of that trim. If you want a phone number for the furniture medic, be glad to give it to you.
Yeah, please.
It's 248.
Okay.
853.
Okay.
988.
6 9 8 8 6 Okay, and that's
try them. Okay, especially the hardware, because that's one of those, boy, that can be a really niche type of thing, for a company to deal with, and generally your furniture restoration companies are your best bets for that type of thing. It's kind of a one-off.
Sure, makes a lot of sense. Thank you, guys.
Sir, thank you very much. We hope that helps. We're getting a lot of questions about what we call, Chuck, foggy or smoky windows. A lot of moisture between the glass. All these hot summers to get the cold winters. Those do a job on your house, and especially your windows. And those seals start to fail. And look, if you need new windows. And if you're going to make that kind of purchase, make sure you make it with a company that has a track record of giving great service and great product. Oh, and they back it up with a great warranty. How's a lifetime warranty sound that's transferable to the next buyer? If you need new windows, new doors, we want you to contact Window World.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are open. Last segment, though, on a Sunday, right?
Last Sunday segment. Next Saturday, the Inside Outside guys are going to be at Kearns Brothers Roofing for their annual Veterans Roof Giveaway. We're looking forward to that. Please
make
sure
the weather will cooperate.
Tunes in. And then at the end of the month, we're going to be at the Novi Home Show for the annual Home and Garden Show. We always look forward to that. Just a minute ago, someone called in and wanted us to repeat the inspector's number that we gave out. I don't know what inspector we gave out, but
yesterday
we sure have been talking about Terry Russell a lot from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections, and we've been giving his number out a ton through email. And Terry Russell's number, Blessed Assurance Home Inspections, is 248-722-4288. Again, 248-722-4288.
I love it.
Yes, sir. And we're going to stick to the phone, and we're going to talk to Tim from Highland. Good morning, Tim. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hey, good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
Hey, just wanted to make comment, piggybacking on the woman you talked about talked with earlier at the just before the bottom of the hour that had the concrete spatters on her home.
And yeah.
So it's I'm piggybacking on that to let people know they have to do their research on contractors. It takes time, but you know it's going to save you a lot of headaches because a contractor that I had to clear my vacant land before we built our home lied to me. And he gave me a fraudulent insurance form that he's showing me that he was insured. And so when I started making my phone calls, doing my due diligence, evidently the insurance company that he was passing the papers out for was a little bit irritated.
Because
it wasn't true with what he was saying. And then when I confronted him about it, he had mentioned that, sorry, yeah, I lied, blah, blah, blah. And it was the lying that got me. Because even though I did my research and looked up that company, he did have somebody killed on one of his job sites clearing property, which, you know, accidents happen. I get that. But it was the lying that really, really put me over the board.
Absolutely.
Look, no one should deal with thieves or liars. Those are the two worst things in the world, thieves and liars.
And integrity, good for you for calling the insurer. You know, how long did that take you to do? 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Oh, I spent maybe, it depended on what my time was at the time, maybe an hour.
Hey,
big deal.
Yeah, but good for you for taking that time. Imagine what it would have cost you. Let's say the exact same thing happened and someone died on your land. You would be liable. So here's the advice we give to people, because it's very much like the car insurance that we've heard gameplay. I've never played this game. But people will go and they'll get the car insurance, they'll let it lapse, but now they have a piece of paper that says they have insurance for the next year.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with, yeah, exactly. Same thing. So it's very easy when someone says, hey, I have insurance. You just say, okay, who's your broker? What's their name? And you call the broker up and you have the broker. This is so important. We mentioned earlier that a lot of contractors will now have that piece of paper in their presentation. But also, if they have that, call the broker up and make sure that they are current. It is so important to get that directly from the broker. So great call, sir. Great call.
No kidding.
All right, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
We greatly appreciate it.
I liked your response. So it took him an hour, which, you know, is tough to find in a day. But what did that potentially save him?
Right. And you heard Deborah earlier say that she had contacted the attorney general.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain this a little bit yesterday, that what happens, since he wasn't a licensed contractor, the attorney general is going to take over now. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
But if he was a licensed contractor and it went to someone like the state board, the maintenance and alterations contractor board, which I belong to, and I knew everyone else that was on the board, Chuck, and I got to tell you, fair is an understatement. They are so extremely fair when it gets to that point. They really are, because anyone that's on that board like myself was both. When I say both, we have been consumers and we have been contractors.
Yep.
So we know, you know, Chuck and I get emails all the time from listeners and we go, all right, this doesn't sound, or they're complaining about a contractor. Or they're complaining about a contractor that Chuck and I know are fantastic. And they'll say something very negative. You get all kinds, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, and when we listen to a person like that, we find out that they're upset over something that is really trivial.
You're right.
That it's not a big deal, but they've chosen to make a big deal out of it, you know? And it happens, both sides. I like your use of the word fair.
Yeah, but that's why, and we're talking, all right, time for the contractors to listen, okay? When you qualify a lead, Chuck, and I was so guilty of this early in my career, I wanted to land every job that I went to.
Oh, yeah.
Every job I went to. Yep. And I remember
that's common.
Sitting on a porch with somebody, probably for 2 hours. And I hate to say it this way, but
trying to close.
I'll say it the nice, trying to close the job. But I remember finally going, all right, I don't want to work for this person. Yep. And I literally shut my book and said, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I have to get to my other job, and I think I'm going to deny your job. And right then she decided she wanted me. As soon as I said, no, I don't want to do the job.
People always want what they think they can't have.
She wanted me, and yeah. I'd already made up my mind. I was not changing. I was not going
That's
to work
That's actually
for
a negotiating strategy called the doorknob close.
There you go. Yep.
Get up and yep. start to walk out of the room.
And that wasn't my strategy, buddy.
But you didn't want that
I didn't
job.
Want, I did not want that job because I knew what was going to happen when I took that job. And I yeah. hate to say this, but she was going to drive everyone in my office crazy. She yeah. was. And it just wasn't worth the time and the hassle for me to do that job. And I could have told her, if it was a $1,000 job, I could have told her $10,000. I still didn't want the job.
No. You know, we tell builders that all the time, you know, when we're doing negotiating classes and sales and marketing classes, you don't want every job. You need to qualify the buyer as much as they're qualifying you.
Absolutely.
Shoot, we're out of time, pal.
Like, good night, Chuck.
Good night, sweetheart.
Hey, well, thank you so much for listening to us this weekend. We greatly appreciate. We do not take a single one of you out there for granted. So if you text the Inside Outside Guys, if you email the Inside Outside Guys, we will get back to you with honest, ethical housing advice you can trust. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Rich Piccarelli from Foundation Authority. Thank you to all you, the listeners out there, that makes the Inside Outside Guy the number one housing show in the state of Michigan. Again, if you need anything during the week for your house, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.